Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board. Please stay tuned as you'll be hearing from your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, shortly. We ask that you place all avoidable fees within your retirement plan in the overhead bin. We'll be departing shortly.
Welcome to the Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray. Bruce is a financial advisor and the founder of GPC Financial Services. He's a former member of our country's Air Force and is a proud author of the helpful book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Stay tuned throughout the next hour for information and education that can bring you financial peace of mind as you travel to that wonderful destination of retirement.
We've reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
Hello and welcome. It is the Retirement Navigator. I'm John Stillman here alongside the boys from GPC Financial, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing good, John. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Bruce, how about you?
Doing well on this end, brother. You?
Always good to talk with both of you, and certainly appreciate you making time here on the program. And by the way, if you'd like for Bruce and Ted and the team at GPC to make time for you, the number to call is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040.
So if it's always good to talk with us, does that mean I'm getting a Christmas gift this year?
Well, we can look into that. I think we sent you one last year, and maybe it got lost in the mail or something. I don't know.
It must have.
We'll look into that.
I thought maybe we might have to give something to you, John.
Well, you're more than welcome to do that, too.
Boy, Ted, I had us in, now we're out.
Well, undid a lot of your hard work there. In any event, let's start off the program today with some fact or fiction, a little bit of a lightning round. So fact or fiction, you'll be getting a Christmas present from it. No, that's not the first one. The first one is, and we'll send this your way, Ted, fact or fiction, bonds eliminate most of the risk from your portfolio.
Boy, I would have to say fiction on that, and let me qualify that, though. It's true that high-grade corporate bonds or muni bonds or government bonds can help to control some of the risk in your portfolio. However, you know, there's a guy who knows a little bit about investing, and his last name is Buffett. Now, John, that's not Jimmy Buffett from Margaritaville.
Well, hopefully he knows something about investing because he's made some money over the years.
He's a rich man.
Yeah.
Well, that's Warren Buffett from Wall Streetville. And you know, in an article that he wrote for Bloomberg Magazine a couple of years ago, he states that bonds are the most toxic of investments that you can own, especially in low interest rate environments. Because the only way bond values are going to go now, when we see inflation and interest rates, the values are going to go down because they're inversely proportional to where interest rates or inflation go. In fact, in his opinion, bonds have done more to decrease the purchasing power of the American dollar than any other instrument in our financial history. So our position these days is that if you're holding bonds, you want to try to be sure they're in short or shorter durations in order for you to get out of them quicker. And when interest rates and inflation go up, they are one of those types of investment, folks, that, you know, your investments can lose value. And that's what you want to be careful about when it comes to help holding bonds. It's not that we're against them, but you just have to be sure they're type of a balanced position within the rest of your stock portfolios and your income planning and some of the other things that we look at when we're getting together with folks and planning these strategies. Would you agree to that too, Bruce?
Well, yeah. When interest rates are low, as they are now, bonds have a great deal of danger because the only way our interest rates can really go effectively is up. And when that happens, you're going to lose value in your bonds. So you've got to be careful what type of bonds. I certainly wouldn't suggest anything over a medium duration. I wouldn't encourage anybody to take 10-year bond, something of that nature, because the future will likely change quite drastically in that time.
Yeah, and I think that's something that a lot of people really just aren't aware of, is that correlation between interest rates and bond values. And so certainly there is damage to be done even in the bond world. All right, how about this, Bruce? Fact or fiction, life insurance beneficiaries override your will.
Override the will? I'm certain that a life insurance beneficiary is going to be considered the boss. I've never heard anybody ask me that before, to be quite honest with you, about overriding your will. But if your will says that your life insurance benefits go in one direction and your life insurance contract says they're going in a different direction, I'd have to assume that they're going to go in the direction that the contract stipulates. John, is that, am I on board there? Or?
You assume correctly, and it's actually been taken to the Supreme Court a couple of times. I guess the classic situation would be like husband has a life insurance policy, gets divorced, remarried, has a new will in place where everything goes to his new wife, but forgot about that old insurance policy with the ex-wife still on there as the beneficiary. Well, guess who gets the $500,000 from that policy when he dies?
Ex-wife. Same thing with the 401k. You know, that's a mistake that's made quite commonly, as you well know, because if you have been married and you have your wife as the 401k beneficiary, you divorce her, or she divorces you, whoever got caught doing what, and you remarry, and you don't consider putting the new bride on that contract, when you go to the happy hunting ground, it's going to be a sad hunting ground for the new bride because the old bride's going to get the money.
And I know that Bruce would agree with this. It's an amazing amount of number of people that we find when they come in for their complimentary reviews who, you know, have prior spouses or deceased relatives that are still named as beneficiaries on the retirement accounts at a former employer or on a life insurance policy that they might have purchased years ago. So in our reviews, we look at all the relative documents you have now, folks, you know, the life insurance policies, the annuities, the long-term care contracts, retirement accounts, as Bruce had mentioned, the 401ks. So you're aware of the current standings and make sure that they fit your current vision for the, you know, the rest of your life and what has maybe changed in your life at this point. So it's a huge issue. And I agree that life insurance beneficiaries will override the will. So you just want to be sure all those documents are in place. And, you know, folks, that's one of the things that Bruce and I do for our listening audience at KSFO. We treasure them. They're very bright. And we want you to know that you can pick up the phone and call us. We do a complimentary offer each week for our listening audience in which you get a chance to come into our office for a complimentary review of all of your portfolio holdings, your documents, tax returns. We call it a financial audit. And we will perform a cost analysis that will help you determine what it actually is costing you to work with your current advisor or planner. A lot of people simply don't know that. We'll take a look at risk within your portfolio, make sure that you're aware of how much risk you're actually carrying, and when the market crashes again, how that will affect you. We'll do a tax analysis to see if you might be paying too much in income taxes. We are not against paying your taxes. Believe me, we pay our fair share. But a vast majority of people simply are paying too much in income taxes because there's no tax strategies in their retirement plans. So we'll take a look at that and see if we might be able to save you some tax money. But folks, what really matters to Bruce and I is that when you come in for a visit, when you pick up the phone to call us, we'll always give you an honest answer to each and every question, each and every time. And our goal in these complimentary reviews is not to try to fix something that isn't broken, but we want to be able to show you that it might be a good situation for you to make some adjustments within your current plan. We're going to ask you a lot of questions. We're going to find out what your wants, your needs, and your concerns are, and we want you to take advantage of that. So with each of our callers who pick up the phone and call us in the next 15 minutes, we're going to offer you this complimentary review as simply our investment into your lives. We feel it's important to give first. So with each of our callers who take advantage of this particular offer that we do each week, we are truly looking forward to meeting with each of you and getting to know you better.
And here's the number. It's 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation. Just come in, sit down with the team at GPC Financial. Ask the questions that you want to ask. Let them ask you some questions. Get to the bottom of what's bothering you with your retirement plan. Or maybe if nothing's bothering you, they'll reveal some problems that you need to be thinking about. But whatever the case may be, you'll be better off after you leave from this review. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. You're listening to The Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray and Ted Porter.
GPC Financial Services was built on a commitment to the senior community, and your retirement navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, work tirelessly to make sure your needs are met as you prepare for retirement. Come in for a visit with the team and get a retirement plan that will leave your finances protected in the future. Call 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
The cabin crew will be coming around shortly to offer financial tips and portfolio tune-ups. Sit back and enjoy the rest of your flight with the Retirement Navigator, Bruce Gray.
Rolling along, it is the Retirement Navigator. We're talking with Bruce Gray, the founder of GPC Financial, also the author of Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Ted Porter is the vice president and all-around swell guy. You can get in touch with him at 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. And guys, let's continue this game of fact or fiction. That'll be fun. How about this, Bruce? With tools like Google and the power of the internet, it's much easier to take a do-it-yourself approach to creating a retirement plan.
Well, absolutely. It's much easier. Now we got to figure out if this approach is going to work or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the real question that we have here, because, you know, it's nice to be a do-it-yourselfer in some things, and I'm guilty of doing a number of things that way. But one of the things that I learned is I've got a really great handyman. And if it's past hanging a picture or putting some tools in the garage or doing organizing like that, when it comes to doing the more involved things, I call him. And I'm happy to see him. He's a great guy, does great work, and his rates are good. So all that's real fine. And I'm happy for him to make a living and be able to work with us. And that's really what it boils down to with being a financial advisor, John. The people that I've seen, and in all candor, the people that I've seen that are do-it-yourselfers have been many, many, many. The number of those do-it-yourselfers that I have seen really have success is probably down in the 2 or 1% level. And I'm not being unkind or critical of these people. It just boils down to the fact that if I have a toothache, I don't get out a drill and drill my own tooth or pull it with a pair of pliers. I'd much rather go to somebody that knows what they're doing. Maybe I wouldn't have to lose that tooth at all. And that's what happens in our industry. You may know a great amount of history about Apple or Google, or you may have read a number of articles on how to invest. That all sounds well and good until you get in the heat of the game, and it's a whole different perspective. We actually have 15 money managers who watch our clients' accounts like a hawk. 15 people who sit in front of Bloomberg terminals all day. And John, while I'm on this subject, on my soapbox here, let me address an issue. If a broker or an advisor tells you, John, I'm going to take on your account, I'm going to watch your account every day, I'm going to call you if you need to buy or sell, I'm going to advise you when the market's changing, I'm going to watch it like it was my own account, John. You better get the heck out of there in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, Sparky. You got 300 clients, you say? And you're watching every one of them every day for movement, and you're advising people about movements? It's an absolute impossibility, folks. It just doesn't happen. If you have somebody that does that, that's a dangerous person, because the market can crash in an instant, and you might be left holding that bag of empty bag. In fact, it's what you'd end up holding. So people who like to empower themselves with knowledge, I think that's well and good. I'm one of those. But I never try to take over another man's profession. Mm-hmm. Because if they're any good at it at all, they've got to be better than the novice who's just read 3 books on the subject. Does that make sense, John? Have you thought about that?
It does make sense. But the biggest thing I take from all that is the fact that you don't drill your own teeth is really just revealing what a coward you really are. Real men do their own dental work. So, lost a little bit of respect for you there, but it's okay.
And listen, if I could add something to that, you know, we have seen a handful or more of people who have come in for their visits that have done very well in managing their own accounts and strategies. You know, they've had some background, MBA in economics or investing, or maybe they've spent some time on the floor of the exchange or in a brokerage house or something. So they may have some background of the basics, but they also know that there are things missing. And a lot of them get tired of managing their own accounts. And when they come in to see us and we begin to take a look at the great work they've done, but they know now that they are missing some things. Maybe there's risk in their portfolios they're not looking at, that we have had very great success in helping take over some of these accounts or some of these strategies that people have been going and directing them for more of a holistic approach to their retirement. And it's normally worked extremely well when we're working with self-doers. So it's not that, you know, we're against it, but there's just so much involved. And when you're not working in these things on a daily basis, as Bruce was talking about, plus all the portfolio managers that we have, and we need to keep on top of this. So you know, we're really happy to take a look at these types of opportunities for folks. So there you go.
And again, if you'd like to get in touch with the team at GPC Financial, that number to call is 855-677-4040. We're playing Fact or Fiction. Ted, how about this? Fact or Fiction, your Social Security is taxable.
Fact.
But I already paid taxes on it when they took it out of my paycheck.
Yeah, you sure did. It's called double taxation, folks. Now, listen, the IRS has limits of your income that will determine how much of your Social Security income is actually taxable. And it's really determined whether you're filing as an unmarried person or a married person and how much your income has been from your employment or your investment income. So, for example, married couples filing jointly with a combined income of between $32,000 and $44,000 will be taxed on 50% of their combined income. And if it's more than $44,000, the combined incomes together, then they're going to be taxed on 85% of that Social Security taxation income. And it's a little different for a single person, but there's still the limits are there. And these were established back in the Reagan administration, and then it was enhanced in the Clinton era as well. So, folks, the fact is that your Social Security income taxed when you were working, yes, but it's also going to be taxed when you start to take that money out. That's pretty much where we are today.
Yep. All right. So unfortunate that you have the double taxation there, but it is what it is. So be prepared for it. Bruce, how about for you? Fact or fiction, a diversified portfolio is the most important ingredient to a solid financial plan.
Well, most important, I don't know if I'd rate it up there totally there, but it certainly is a huge part, John. I think, and when we talk about what is the purpose of diversification, well, it's to soften the fall, if you will, or modify the risk. And that's the real reason of diversifying a portfolio, is to reduce risk. And I think that is a very, very important. Is it the most important thing? I'd have to kind of noodle on that for a bit. But I think it's a very important thing, because when you lose money and you're retired, that could mean in some instances that you'll be moving to a new neighborhood because you no longer have the amount of money to sustain yourself in retirement. So I would think it's certainly one of the top three. And when we're talking about diversified portfolio, we're talking about diversifying risk, modifying risk, lowering risk. You lose a lot of money when you're 18, you got a lot of years to make it up. You lose a lot of money when you're 68, and again, that might mean a new neighborhood for you, because you'll never, ever get to make it up if you're taking an income out of that money stream as well. So it's very, very important to look at risk, and it's one of the most important things that we do, is modify people's risk exposure. So folks, here's the situation. Do you have too much risk in your portfolio, or do you even know if you have too much risk in your portfolio? Is your portfolio designed for somebody who is 65 instead of somebody who is 35, because the risk exposure is greatly different between those ages? Is your portfolio designed so that it will allow you to live out your days in confidence, knowing that that check's going to be in your mailbox each and every month and you can rely on it? is your portfolio designed so that not only you're taken care of, but your husband or your wife, your spouse, that is in a situation where, although they might lose you, they're still in a situation where they're able to continue through this life without having a huge amount of money worries. These are the things that we need to look at when we look at your portfolio. We need to look at the risk. We need to look at the cost involved in having that risk. How much are you paying to an advisor? Are you paying fees on your accounts? All of these various things make a difference. It's not at all uncommon for us to find that people are paying 3 or 4% in fees, which simply means if the market goes up 6%, you're going to get 2 or 3% out of that. Is that a fair shake, do you think? For me, it wouldn't work. So these are the types of things that we look at. We look at your risk. We look at your cost. We look at your objectives, because all portfolios should be designed for your particular objective. How do you do that? Come on in. Have a cup of tea, cup of coffee. We'll sit down, talk about what your wants, your needs, your concerns, your desires are, and then we'll look at how you're invested to make certain that your desires are matched by the strategy that you have in your investment portfolio. That's very huge, folks, because the suit has to fit the wearer every time. So give us a call. By the way, we'd be glad to gift you with a copy of my book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Some call and just want the book. That's not the way it works. We reserve these books for people who come in and have a visit with us.
And the number to call is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. The book is helpful, it's educational, but it is much more effective in conjunction with having sat down and gone through the process of planning a retirement, and that's what the folks at GPC Financial will help you do. Scatter all the puzzle pieces out on the table and put them together in a way that makes sense for you. 855-677-4040, no cost or obligation to come in for that complimentary review. 855-677-4040. You're listening to The Retirement Navigator. Stay tuned.
More and more Americans must now depend on personal savings to last them and their loved ones through retirement. Trying to save and build a financial foundation to support yourself for the rest of your life can seem like a big challenge, but there is help available by calling Bruce Gray and his team at GPC Financial Services. Call them at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
Bad news, the market is getting thinner, but your portfolio's getting larger.
It is the Retirement Navigator. Bruce Gray is the founder of GPC Financial. Ted Porter is the vice president. They're both here, and you can get in touch with them if you'd like by calling 855-677-4040. Just leave your information there on the recorded line. Somebody from the team will reach back out to you, answer whatever question you have, or find a time to sit down face-to-face if that's what you'd like to do. 855-677-4040. Guys, let's take some questions from the folks, and we'll start with Jerry in Livermore, who says, how much rental property is too much? I love the properties that I currently own and have been thinking about getting more, but I don't want to overdo it. What do you think?
Oh, well, we appreciate the question, Jerry. And in my opinion, we have seen a lot of folks who are cash poor, real estate rich, and over 90% of their net worth lies in properties which are not liquid investments. We know that. Now, we understand fully the beauty of having real estate as a manageable portion of an investment portfolio. But, you know, if you're in a situation where you have heavily leveraged properties with negative cash flows and high maintenance costs and non-occupied rental units, you bear the responsibility of maintaining the ownership of those properties. And if you don't have a plan well in hand, you can be putting yourself and your family in a very risky position with your retirement vision. And we saw that happen between 07 and 09 when properties were being bought and sold on what they call stated income. And in many, many cases, once that negative interest market and the housing bubble exploded, we experienced one of the largest foreclosure seasons in American financial history. So if I could use the moral of the story, that if your real estate holdings are properties that have little to no mortgage balances and the loans are stable and you have, you know, a positive cash flow each month, then, you know, be sure that you don't upset the balance by trying to add more properties just to own them. And we would need to know a little bit more about you in order for us, Jerry, to give you an opinion about maybe other diversification that would be good in your particular situation and what your overall retirement strategies would look like. Would you agree to that too, Bruce?
You know, it's an interesting thing. I had a young couple came to me, really, really nice people. She was as pretty as a picture. Got that bubbly, sweet personality. Everybody just loves her. And he, on the other side, she was short, petite, real pretty. He was a larger guy, or is a larger guy, probably well over 6 foot. And he has the charismatic personality that some people just have. And he's ridden to pretty close to the top of the ladder in his profession. Now, why do I mention that? Because they have a friend that is in real estate, and that friend's showed them how to acquire houses. And during the real estate meltdown of 2008, this lovely couple with these two children ended up not only losing all their real estate homes, but their own personal home as well. Well, you know, a lesson learned is a good thing, and I found that some of the lessons I've learned the hard way have been the greatest lessons for me because they've caused me to rethink things. And as I've worked with them since 2008, they never quite get enough together to set up a safety account for them, a liquidity account, a less risky account. They went right back and jumped into the same boat again and have all this over-leveraged real estate that's charged up to the max. And they're making a little money, spendable, but at the end of the day, who knows what it looks like. And here's the point, folks. Real estate failed once, it can fail again. Do I think real estate's a good investment? I own half a dozen rentals myself. But my eggs are not all in that one basket, I promise you that. I have money in other places. I have a well-diversified portfolio. If real estate goes down, it's not going to hurt Bruce and Terry a bit. We're just going to sit there and ride it out because we have other investments. If the market crashed, it's not going to hurt Bruce and Terry too much either because we don't carry as much risk on our accounts and we have real estate on the other side of the coin. It can be part of a diversified portfolio, but to be gaga about anything, including Lady Gaga, by the way,
especially
is not a good
Lady
thing.
Gaga.
Well, do you think she and Tony Bennett are going to get married? I don't. So
there's a question I did not see coming up on the program today.
Yeah. Well, they sing together, you know,
well.
And do it well, by the way. So here's the point, folks. Do I believe in real estate? Yes. Do I own real estate? Yes. Is it my only investment? By far, no. And I don't think it should be the only investment of anybody's unless you are a Donald Trump. And by the way, he's had trouble with his real estate holdings in the past. So I don't even think I'd want to be in his shoes in some cases.
Yep.
So that's my thoughts on it. Be careful.
Well said. And I think that's a good, fair answer to the question. Real estate's not a bad thing. It's also something where, you know, if your total net worth is a pie, you don't want too many pieces of that pie to be filled up with real estate. So just be careful that you don't go overboard. How about Dorothy, who's in Walnut Creek and says, is there any reason for me to take Social Security while I'm still working? It doesn't seem like I should, but I don't want to leave any free money on the table.
Well, if you take it while you're still working, Dorothy, you limit your potential income if you take it before normal retirement age. Used to be $15,000 and change you could earn, and then they're going to tax you for every $2. They'll tax $1 for every $2 you make above that. I'd have to go back and look at it, but I know the law is still in effect. I think it was $15,240 you could make in a year before they would start penalizing you for working. So if you're going to take Social Security, you want to make doggone sure that you are retired if you take it early. If you hit age 66, full retirement age, and you take Social Security, you can go out and make a kajillion dollars a year if you can do it. Makes no difference. They're not going to penalize you on your Social Security. So be careful of that early retirement provision because it's bit many a person.
Yeah, and you know, to add that, if you, Dorothy, delay your Social Security income stream after full retirement age, currently, you can earn about 8% per year on that money. Those are IRS regulations at this point. But the catch is that when you're banking on that and you're going to be living beyond your 80s, I mean, that's how this whole calculation works, is that you can make 32% more of your money, getting an 8% kick every up to four years. But that means when you start to do the numbers, you have to live well into your 80s in order to make up that money. You'll get more, but you have to live longer to get it. So, you know, if you delay, you just want to be sure that you know the risk involved with that is that, you know, you have to live in your late 80s in order to collect that money that you left on the table for the 4 years. So
you're saying if I know how long I'm going to live, I know when to take it?
Yeah. That does help.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, Bruce. Exactly. So it's kind of a crapshoot, Dorothy, but, you know, if you need that money to live on, to add your monthly income needs, then by all means, take the Social Security if you're eligible for it at age 66 or 67, whatever your particular full retirement age is, even if you're still working. Have at it.
Yep. So again, if you'd like to get that Social Security analysis for yourself, certainly could be beneficial for you. 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. All right, guys, how about one more question here? This is going to come from Rod in San Francisco, who says, I admit that I have too much money in cash right now, but I'm too scared to invest anywhere because everything seems overpriced at the moment. Any suggestions?
Well, give it to me. That'd work real nice. you know, Rod, here's the deal. You can put your money in a bank, and many people have. I had a man come in not long ago that had well over $1 million just sitting in the bank, earning not quite 2%. And he was just scared to death. And I said, are you aware of the fact that you're losing money every year to inflation and you're actually in a losing position and you locked yourself into that? Well, he said, yeah, I guess I am. He says, I just don't know what to do. Well, I understand that. If I were opening up a recorder box on a airline and be forced to repair that, I wouldn't know what to do either. That's not my expertise. I would tell you this, that you need to earn enough money to exceed inflation so that you're not losing your purchasing power. That's what happens when you invest in these very low income or very low interest bearing accounts that are available today. In fact, now they call CDs certificates of disappointment rather than certificates of deposit. So you want to be able to be invested where you beat inflation, and wouldn't it be nice just to put a little profit into your own pocket? After all, that's why we invest. The point here is there are ways you can do it. It's not buy and hold one stock or two stocks or five stocks or two bonds and two stocks. It's a widely diversified portfolio that gives you the security and the safety in these times to know that if one goes down, it'll be offset by the gains of the other. And that's the type of portfolio that you want to see. And you don't want to be in a position where you've built in a loss. Now, this gentleman saw it as security. It's his money and it's his choice, and I respect that greatly. I would only say to you that losing on a regular basis is something I've just never gotten used to.
And, you know, Bruce, if I could add to that, you know, a lot of our seniors were kind of forced into cash after this last debacle we had between 07 and 09 with the debt crisis, and their portfolios losing over 50%, their income cut in half. But with all the artificial stimulus packages that have been put on the American economy and the quantum easing and the buying of our own debt and the federal fund rates and the Federal Reserve rates being so low, the interest rates so low to try to stimulate the economy and control some of the unemployment, we have seen a lot of seniors in many cases have been forced to jump back into the market when they really didn't want to in order to make some of those returns that they weren't getting out of the savings accounts, because it normally will hurt the seniors that are wanting to or having to live on that retirement money. So, you know, we are very concerned when we meet with people to take a look at, once again, where is their money positioned? What is the purpose of that money, and what are we trying to accomplish for the long run for them? And, you know, having liquid accounts is something we truly believe in. But in order to keep up with, as Bruce said, the inflationary factors, we need to be working with other strategies, and that's what we look at when we're visiting with people.
And on that note, Ted, let's give folks the opportunity to come in and sit down with you. What does that whole process look like when they pick up the phone?
Well, you know, it's a real easy thing, folks. We say this each week. It's our privilege to give back to our listening audience at KSFO. We respect them. They are concerned like we are about the conditions in our economy. And they, when they pick up the phone and call us, we have terrific meetings with them. And we're seeing that more and more. And there's concern. So, folks, if you have these types of concerns, we offer a safe and honest environment where you can come in, you can pick up the phone, call our number. We'll have a chance to visit with you one-on-one, and we'll visit about what your financial concerns are. And we're going to take a look at the myths and the misunderstandings and the misinformation, and we're going to try to separate that from the all-important facts to help you enable to see if you might need some modifications to your current plan. So, and once again, folks, there is absolutely no cost or obligation for this review to any of our callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. So if you meet those simple qualifications, we'll perform a cost analysis to help determine what it might be costing you to work with your current advisor and planner each year. A lot of people simply don't know how much they're paying. Along with that cost analysis, we'll do what we call a risk analysis. We'll take a look at your portfolio holdings and see if we might be able to help you reduce some of the risk, or are you even aware of how much risk that you're carrying in your current portfolio. We'll do a tax analysis to help determine if we might be able to help you save some taxes because of poor or incomplete planning. And we'll do this as a safe environment for you. We're not going to try to fix something that isn't broken. There's no cost or obligation. But what really truly matters to Bruce and I and the Retirement Navigator folks, and I know you picked this up, is that when you come in, we will always, and I mean always, give you an honest answer to each and every question that you have each and every time. And our goal is to take the fear and the guesswork out of financial planning. So once again, for all of our listeners who call us in the next 15 minutes, we're offering you this comprehensive financial review at simply no cost or obligation as our investment into your lives. We feel it's important to give, to invest in our people first. So with each of our callers who pick up the phone and take advantage of our offer, we're really looking forward to visiting with each of you and getting to know you better.
And here's the number, 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. That gets you in touch with the team at GPC Financial. Just leave your information there on the recorded line. They'll reach back out to you, answer whatever question is on your mind, or set up a time to come sit down face-to-face. You'll be much better off after you come in, and truthfully, you know, picking up the phone is the hardest part for most people, but once you do that, it gets a lot easier from that point forward. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. This is the Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray and Ted Porter.
Want to find out more about Bruce Gray and his financial and retirement philosophies? Then pick up a copy of his latest book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Get great retirement planning tips to make sure you're on track to get to and all the way through retirement. Stop by his office at GPC Financial Services to pick up your copy today, or call to set up time for an appointment at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Don't forget the book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? By your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray.
Sure, I did a little online investing in stocks after college, but this is retirement planning. It's an entirely different kind of investing altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of investing.
It's the Retirement Navigator. Bruce Gray is the president of GPC Financial. Ted Porter is the vice president. They're both swell guys, and you can get in touch at 855-677-4040. And let's conclude the show today, guys, by talking about some dangerous assumptions that people make in their retirement planning. It's one thing if you say, look, I don't know the answer to this, because then you seek out the answer. So it's okay to not know the answer. The problem is when you think you know the answer and you're wrong. That's why some of these assumptions are dangerous. Ted, one of those that we see a lot is, I'll spend less when I retire. Why is that a dangerous assumption to make?
Well, because you're not married to Jackie.
Yeah.
You know,
in all
candor here, not necessarily, folks, and especially we've talked about this in past programs, but, you know, in the first 10 or 15 years, if you're healthy and you now are in a position that you want to start to accomplish the bucket list that you've been putting off because of working hard and you just simply haven't had the opportunity to enjoy that yet, it may cost you more money. If you want to travel like crazy, if you want to, you know, get out and hit that series of golf courses down along the Gulf Coast, and if you want to fish and buy that stuff for the grandkids, fix up the house, maybe even pay down debt, buy that convertible sports car you've been wanting for, you know, for a long time, you know, whatever it may be, these things and activities, simply they're not free. And you may need more money in retirement than you currently need right now because you've been putting some of these things off. So you just want to be sure that whatever you're doing prior to retirement, you're positioning yourself, making sure that you're not over consumed with personal debt, that you've managed that, you've got your income streams in place. You know, you've got your medical protection in place. You've got the balanced portfolio type approach that we've been talking about. So when you get into retirement and you have your health, you've taken care of yourself, boy, the next 10, 15, you know, 20 years, you may be very active. So you have to be planning for that. So I think that's a dangerous assumption that you're going to spend less in retirement.
Bruce, another dangerous assumption is my taxes will be lower when I retire. A lot of people assume that's the case. That's why they've been piling money into their 401k all these years with the assumption that they can take it out and pay taxes on it later at a lower rate.
Do you think that assumption, John, may come from the fact that they're thinking they're not going to earn as much? I don't know.
Well, it's probably based on that assumption we just talked about that Ted just described. People think they're going to spend less, so they think they're going to have less income. Therefore, they think they'll pay less taxes.
Well, I don't want to be a naysayer or a bubble burster, but folks, we're $19 trillion in debt. And if you go back to the times when our government has dealt with significant debt in our history, you're going to see two things that are going to happen in our economy, in my opinion. You can take my opinion and $4 down to Starbucks and get coffee. I got that. But in my opinion, you're going to see two things happen. You're going to see taxes increase. Why do I say that? Well, everybody, not everybody, but people talk about the good old days when Reagan was president, and I met Mr. Reagan a couple of times, and wonderful man. I was honored to meet him. But the reality of the fact, folks, is that taxes were a maximum of 55% in the Reagan administration. Today, the highest tax bracket is 39.5. The second issue, so the first issue is, I believe you're going to see tax rates increase. The second issue I think you're going to see is our government has a history of inflating our way out of recessions. If anybody was around during the Carter administration, you got the idea. I saw first trustees at 15%. I saw second trustees over 20%. Interest rates were terrific. Well, that was the time to buy a 5-year CD and hang on to it. Not today when you're getting 0.1 or 0.0 on your CDs. And they're now known as certificates of disappointment, which I mentioned earlier. So the fact of the matter is, I don't think you can put either one of those things into a can and say it's a done deal. I truly and totally believe that we're going to see higher interest rates. I think they'll be significantly higher, and we certainly have to see a tax increase to be able to keep up with our deficits. $19 trillion. I looked up the number because I can't relate to a trillion, and I read a little blurb that said to get 1 trillion people, you'd have to have 32,000 states the size of California. A trillion is an immense amount of money, and it's going to have to be dealt with. And I think those are the two things that you're going to see that will happen first.
Well, I guess the real question, Bruce, is if we did have 32,000 states the size of California, would Hillary win all 32,000 of those, or would there be some competition there? I don't know.
I would have said no a little while back, but since Trump's kept talking, it's getting kind of scary.
Probably more likely to go that direction. All right. One final dangerous assumption that we'll mention here is I'll never be able to retire. you think you're behind, so you just throw up your hands and say, you know what, I'm just going to have to work forever.
Well, you know, there are people that may be in that situation. And unfortunately, those that have not managed risk over the years are simply there again. And we're concerned about that. It's obviously easier if you're starting to build a retirement nest egg when you're young and you're disciplined and you follow a program and you're keeping, you know, your debt handled, you're not over leveraging and you're paying attention to, you know, putting away for the future. But in a lot of cases, you know, people simply haven't done that, John. And you know, so the truth is that people in their 50s are usually in a great position to close that gap. However, it takes a lot of work to get there. So we look, when somebody comes in for a visit with us, we're taking a look at all of those particular positions that they're in their accounts and their savings and you know, what their vision is for the future. And we try to help them understand whether they're in a position to retire or not. Sometimes it's difficult to tell the truth with people because it's not so much difficult, but it's tough for them to hear because they want to be able to retire. But a lot of cases we find that because they haven't been paying attention over the years and they've put themselves in some pretty difficult situations, not managing risk, not managing debt, not taking care of some of the healthcare concerns and things, that a lot of them, you know, aren't able to do that. So it just depends upon your situation.
And Bruce, as we conclude the show today, let's give folks one more chance to come sit down with you. How's that work?
Well, it's a pretty simple process. You just call our toll-free number. Ted or I will actually call you back. It's not a cookie cutter process. We want to deal with you as what you are, and that's a human being with your own thoughts and ideas. And we'll call you back and see what we can do. You know, some people we actually help on the phone. John, we never even see them. It's just a courtesy thing that we do. So we'll give you the opportunity to share with us what is your concern, your desire, or your worry, what keeps you awake at night. At that point in time, we might decide it's a good time for us to sit down together and have a cup of tea or coffee and get a little more in depth. There's no way in the world that I can do an analysis for you that's complete and thorough and completely to the point on a 2 or 3 minute phone call. That's not going to happen. But what we can do when we visit is talk about exactly where you are, take a look at how you're invested, understand your goals and your desires and your risk tolerance and your experiences, and then sit down and together we can personally design a retirement portfolio or a retirement plan that's based just on you. Now, I know there are stockbrokers who say this is a retirement plan and they put your money into an IRA or 401k. My friends, that's just a part of that complete morsel. We need to look at your investments. We need to look at your income streams. We need to look at the amount of risk that you're carrying. We need to look and see if you're doing everything on the most taxed advantage basis. Oh, by the way, what are you going to do if you have medical costs? There's more to a complete retirement plan than just buying Cisco or Apple or whatever it might be. We want to put together a plan that will last you the rest of your days and allow you to live out your days and years in confidence, knowing that that check will always be in the mailbox. So give us a call, and John will share the number with you.
855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation, but there's no time like the present to reach out. Go ahead right now. Procrastination really is your biggest enemy, so get the process started. You'll be glad that you did. 855-677-4040 is that number to call. One more time, 855-677-4040. Gentlemen, always good talking with both of you. Thanks for the time.
Pleasure's on this end.
We'll do it all again right here, same time, same place next week on the Retirement Navigator.
Information heard on the Retirement Navigator is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. GPC Financial Services founder Bruce Gray has more than 45 years of experience in the financial world and has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Investment advisory services are offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.